And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That was No Cut with Nightmare. I have Andrew Underwood here today. We're playing a bunch of obscure Japanese stuff that falls within
the realm of coverage of the recently released Flexbook on Japanese hardcore.
Yeah.
Put together by the king of record nerds, Burkhard Jarisch, Germany's own. This came out about a month ago. 1,300 reviews, 580 pages. If you're a certain kind of nerd, you already own it. If you want to be, you should pick it up. All songs that we're playing, except for the intro song, which is mentioned but is not technically part of the coverage because it's from a demo tape and not an actual vinyl or flexi release. All the songs that we're playing will be songs covered in the book.
Tight. What's first?
Let's get started with the ultra political Honey Deep Wet and their song Auschwitz from their debut. We'll be right back. Honey Deepwet, Ludes with the Missile Collector, Abu Rakado with the song off the Great Punk Hints comp, The Willard with Outlaw, that one's for my boy Tom Mayhew, one of the contributors to the Flexbook, and Zoljay with Head Down.
Sweet. I'm going to share with you some things I brought today, too. My knowledge is nowhere near the knowledge of the Flexbook, but I'm going to start off with, I think we're going to call it Geese. Would you call it Geese? G-E-I-Z-Z, and the sleeve is this, like, crude drawing of some very evil, demon-like person and some woman together. We Wait for Song of G's, I think is the title. Anyway, the first song on this record is called Go to Ruin, and it's pretty epic, so...
We'll be right back.
That was the Giga Flexi. I think it's called Giga Flexi. I don't even really know what to tell you about that. That song is called I Love Me. It's really good. I did kind of pick it because of the song title, but also because of the guitar solo, which we realized, I think I picked all the songs because of the guitar solos subconsciously. Back to the top, we had the Geese track, Go to Ruin, and then Antiseptic. That song was Death or Glory. And then Mobs, No More Heroes from the Diabolism EP. So What? Why Kid Violence Rage? That was off a bootleg of the 8-inch. It's like a 7-inch bootleg of the original 8-inch. I guess, was it a Flexi or was it just an 8-inch? Do you know, Andrew?
It was an
8-inch. And then the Giga Flexi. That's all I got for now. What you got?
All right. Get right back into it from the little recorded and unfortunately so all-female band Sakiri with their song Dynamite Kid. The real Dynamite Kid, Tom Billington, actually just passed away recently, RIP, although he was kind of a piece of
we'll be right back.
Kiri with Dynamite Kid, then Poisonous Cross Gibbet with Fighting Crash, Disarray with Bad Blood, The Sexual, the best band, with the and finally Zadkiel with Hell's Bomber.
The Sexual is perfect. I have this comp here that is called Neopunk and Disorderly, or Disordery, it says on here, but it's the ADK Omnibus Volume 2. Not quite as rare as Volume 1, but it was on my want list for a very, very long time, and I managed to track it down a few years ago, and I love it, and it was so hard for me to pick what to play. So I'm going to play three different songs off this record by three different bands, first of which being Gable. Don't think I can give you a song title on that one, though. Look at it on the website. It'll be there.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, that was Gesatsu Crime Fighter, and that song was called Pest. You'll have to forgive me. I may get the bands and the songs out of order on those three from this comp because it's really hard to determine like who is who because all of the writing that I don't understand and like everything's sort of like written in different orders and stuff. But I'm pretty sure the first song was Gable, and then second song is actually Aggressive Dogs from their
Dead Janky Girl.
Dead Janky Girl 7-inch. What does that mean? None of us know.
I think they meant Junkie.
Junkie, janky, junkie. Okay, thank you. I've always wondered. All f***ing age, pretty self-explanatory. Malugu, that song was called Bloody. That was also off the 80K Omnibus Volume 2. And then we had Kya. That song was from the Slapdash EP, and it's called Mine. And we also just determined that my Slapdash EP is missing the neon orange sticker that's supposed to go in there. So if anybody's got an extra orange kiosk sticker lying around, go ahead and write in for me. And then the last song, Gesatsu Crime Fighter. I love that comp. We're going to have to wrap it up now. We don't have much time left, but we are going to do one more song. Well, first, thanks, Andrew, for coming and sharing all your stuff.
Oh, of course. My pleasure. And I just wanted to point out that although this set was heavy on guitar solos and hardcore, could easily have done a set of dreamy synth pop or garage rock or any of a half dozen to dozen other genres that are all covered in the Flex Japan book. Find a copy if you have any interest in record collecting, especially Japanese records from 1977 to 1986, because they're literally all in there.
Literally. We'll maybe have to do another show one of these days that we focus on that stuff. That'd be really cool.
Indeed.
Okay, so this last track is something we kind of just like pulled out the collection and discovered. It's on a compilation called Tokyo New Wave 79. This band is called 8 1/2, and I'm sorry, but I cannot read the song title to you. But we thought it was pretty cool, so... Anyway, thanks for tuning in to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. This was really fun.
Thank you for tuning into Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
We really enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock
around the world every week for free.
If you liked what you heard, why not donate to ensure we can keep the music coming to you?
Donating is easy and tax deductible. Go to our website,
MaximumRockandRoll.com,
and click on the donate button.
Yes! God, I'm so stoked.
For more information about this radio show, check out our website,
radio.MaximumRockandRoll.com.
Email us requests or comments, radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
If you'd like to be considered for review in the magazine or play on this radio show,
send 2 copies of vinyl
or 1 copy of CD-only release and your cassettes
to MRR P.O. Box 460760, San Francisco, California,
94146
in the U.S. of A.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is edited by Kalu, and we have a clean version of the show available thanks to John Carnes.